Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've always, or maybe sometimes wondered what we all look like, again, check out Civic Media's YouTube channel. You can also watch me fight with the camera that's in the studio from time to time. Good fun. We've got a great guest this half hour. Her name is Crystal Potts. She is the Senior Director of State Relations and Statewide Outreach for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Crystal, let's talk tuition. The University's of Wisconsin president, so the president of the system, Jay Rothman, yesterday said that the Board of Regents had agreed to propose tuition increases for resident undergraduate programs by up to 5% for the 25-26 school year. So just to like call out a few, Madison is looking at undergraduate tuition and segregated fees of 12,000 odd. UW-Milwaukee, 10,000. UWO, almost 9 grand. Parkside, 86. Platteville, 88, et cetera, et cetera. One of my hypotheses, and I just wanted to get your impression of this, is that when you compare Wisconsin in-state tuitions to what you see in other states, we're relatively inexpensive. Now, that still doesn't mean that it is as affordable as we would hope for all families. But as you noted before the break, 2/3 of Madison graduates actually graduate debt-free. And Mike, I'm curious what you think about this little hypothesis that I have. We have been talking about the student debt crisis, student loan crisis for a long time. It's real. Some of that driven by for-profit universities and online programs, which could not be any more different from the universities of Wisconsin and our system. We've talked about, and there has been, I think, a lot of ire directed at higher ed overarchingly as being unaffordable, saddling students with this debt, not allowing people to actually earn a salary that is able to sustain and pay the finance on their debt and other living expenses. We hear attacks on these overblown endowments that are larger than the GDP of some medium-sized countries. I'm talking about you, Harvard. I'm curious your reaction to this. I think that discussion has seeped into and kind of colored how elected officials in the state of Wisconsin are approaching our university system, meaning there's such negativity directed in the higher ed space when in Wisconsin, the reality is that with relatively lower funding, we outperform so many of our peer state institutions across the country. We're relatively affordable. We have relatively greater outcomes. We have relatively greater average annual salaries of graduates, regardless of the school that they attend. We're doing incredibly well. And that's a story that I think gets missed a lot. What's your sense about that? You talk to legislators every day. That's your job.
Yeah, 100%, Maggie, you hit the nail on the head. I think that a lot of folks, whether they intend to or not, right? I don't want to place blame, but I think people paint higher ed with a broad brush. They hear about these folks that are taking tens of thousands of dollars, over $100,000 in student loan debt, and they have nothing to show for it. That's frankly the worst thing you could possibly do, is take on a lot of debt and then not graduate. And so that's not what's happening at UW-Madison. I think, you know, just a few things like you'd mentioned, you know, other flagship institutions, other Big Ten schools, we're third lowest in the Big Ten. It's actually more like the Big 30 now.
Yeah. Let's be honest. It's such a misnomer.
But like, we're third lowest. There's only two other Big Ten campuses that have lower in-state tuition than us. It's Nebraska and it's Iowa, even with this increase. And I think we're seeing a lot of peer institutions that are increasing their tuition, just given some of this federal uncertainty, right? But I think just to sort of go back to the outcomes piece of it, we like to look at the outcomes, like what are our graduates? So they're absolutely getting jobs. It's almost nearly 80% have a job upon graduation. For those that are taking out student loan debt, so that 1/3 that we talked about that is graduating with debt, it's less than the national average, and the default rate on those student loans is less than 1%, which means they're getting jobs. They're paying back those loans. I'm one of them. I still have student loans that I'm paying off. But the fact that that default rate and the amount that they take on is a manageable amount, I think that's the story that's being missed here for sure.
And that colors how I think policymakers, you know, how they arrive at the table when we're talking about that funding. The other key statistic, Crystal, that I wanted to elevate and emphasize that you mentioned during our first segment was that for every single dollar of taxpayer investment in our university system, there is $26 of return, meaning economic activity, economic growth, job growth, all those things. That, coupled with the affordability and the incredible outcomes, that's the story that people should be hearing more of, is it not? I mean, this is a win for taxpayers when we invest in our university system.
That's absolutely correct. And I think, you know, certainly we're not perfect. Like, I'm not here to tell you that, like, there's nothing we could possibly do better. We can always do better, right? We can always get that number up. You know, we can certainly always think about, you know, one area we can improve is to, you know, think about better ways that we can justify the investment the taxpayers are making, because clearly there's some sort of, you know, disconnect between, you know, certain elected officials and then, you know, the outcomes that we have at this university. And so, you know, there are times when, like, certainly there are things that we could have the best facts that it still wouldn't change yes. anybody's mind. But at the same time, like that one for 26, I mean, I would challenge folks to find a better economic engine or a better investment of state resources.
And source of pride universally yes. for every Wisconsinite and every graduate. I remain so proud to be called a Badger and so proud to have you, Crystal Potts. Let's see, I want to get this right. Senior Director of State Relations and Statewide Outreach for the University of Wisconsin-Madison on our show this afternoon. Thank you so much, Crystal. When we come back, we talk about someone who actually has declared for governor, a bit of the Brewers, and some national news. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.